We've got the Spartans coach, Martin White, post-game Sunday. Just a fun night out in Billingham for the Spartans tonight.
Yeah, spirits are still good in the dressing room. We played well tonight. We're gutted we haven't come away with any points. We felt we controlled at least the first two periods, the second period especially. We were well on top. Flav was standing on his head and keeping us at bay. A couple where he managed to get the top of his glove on it where any other day it could go in, but you know, that's life. And lesson for us, we need to bear down and finish a bit better. But I think the goal, inverted commas, sort of gave Billingham a bit of belief, because I think we were well on top on that point. And yeah, I mean, it was a great game. Me and Terry were saying afterwards it's always a good game between Sheffield and Billingham, and for the most part it was nice and clean and hardly contested, and a little tussle at one point, which was good, got everyone's blood pumping. So Billingham can be happy with take 2 points, and it just makes it even that harder for us now to try and stay in touch with the top two. So roll on Manchester next week, and we're looking forward to the Christmas time as well. 27th of December, Sheffield Winter Classic, the first competitive game between the Senators and the Spartans. If you want your Christmas fix of hockey, get down to our Sheffield.
Yeah, you can tell us about that there, because obviously in different divisions you generally don't play each other. So
yeah, I mean, the Senators are the development team within the club, and they've been doing really well this year. They've got a good solid core that they've kept together for 3 seasons, and apart from Solihull and Telford, who are currently unbeaten, the Sens are doing well in their division, so it should be a good competitive match. There's some close rivalries. We've got brothers playing on separate teams. We've got guys who've played for the Sens and then moved up to ourselves for a couple of seasons, so, and a couple of guys who've gone the other way. So it's going to be a good night of hockey, good Sheffield family game. All the club will be down, hopefully, and we're hoping for a good crowd and get the festive spirit going and celebrate the, you know, the game of hockey over the festive period, and we're hoping for a good turnout. So
generally it's a quiet time, particularly in this league. Obviously the pros play Christmas Day, Boxing Day, whatever, but generally this league takes a bit of a break, so get a good hockey fix over the Christmas.
Yeah, we're hoping. I think both squads are going to be at full strength as well, as long as Matt the odd injury or, you know, family do. But apart from that, it could be 4-on-4 lines going at it, 60 minutes. There'll be no quarter given. The Senators, you know, will be looking like they'll be getting promoted this year, so they'll be trying to test themselves against a higher level team. And, you know, for us, we've got to be on his toes, because the Sens are snapping away.
Well, yeah, I think they'll be wanting to get one over on the big brothers, won't they?
Definitely, yeah. And you may be lucky and see the more brothers face off at centre ice, although their mother seems to be dead against them.
That sounds fun. Obviously, we'll publicise that. But well done that night. As you said, it was a great game to watch. Had pretty much everything.
Yeah.
And the National League again.
Yeah.
Putting on a good brand of hockey.
Definitely. I mean, it's a good dressing room. You'd think we'd won. You know, the lads are taking positives from the game. They'll not be getting themselves downhearted. They're saying they enjoyed the game, and we're not training next week. I think the ice has been taken off us by the rink. So we'll go into Manchester hoping to carry on from this performance. So.